It's now time for the Rap Sheet, and with us today is the Community-Oriented Policing and Problem-Solving Manager for the Parsons Police Department, Mark Rainey. Officers working the night shift participated in a Coffee with a Cop event the evening of September 12th at the Farmers Union Midwest Agency in the downtown area. The community is invited to attend another event scheduled for Wednesday, October 4th, coinciding with the nationally sponsored Coffee with a Cop Day hosted by McDonald's. What kind of response have you had at these events?
Our first one we did was a real good show. A lot of people were hesitant. They weren't real sure what was going to be about. Coming out of COVID, we weren't doing a lot of these for the last few years. So the whole idea is, hey, we're breaking the seal on this thing. Let's go ahead and start it up again. They addressed their concerns and their ideas. The second one we did was out at Pete's. Completely different constituent out at Pete's, and there it was downtown at the coffee shop at the Remnant. We got good momentum with it. And then the National Coffee with a Cop is going to be in October over at McDonald's.
What kind of comments are you hearing?
A lot of concerns. The three big ones I'll just hit: dogs, bikes, and people out late at night. And none of those are illegal in their own right until they cross certain bounds. People can be out, you know, bikes can ride. Dogs are going to go stray once in a while. It's when they become habitual offenders that people get really upset by it and want it addressed by the police department, and in particular, our community service officer. Those were the three main things that we addressed at the first one. The second one was some of the homelessness that we were seeing. And, of course, these things are also going to be seasonal. Those three seem to be kind of a big theme with, bicycles not obeying traffic regulations, and then people out late at night, which brings me another point. With regards to going back to school, now kids are going to have less and less time to get out and play and run around with their friends and like. You know, when I was growing up, we had this public service announcement that come on at 10 o'clock and they'd say, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your kids are? And I would encourage people to start looking at that more closely as school starts, because we do have a curfew. There is an ordinance, 12:30, and it'll come back to the parents, not the children, if they're out past 12:30. We just encourage the parents to do that. As we go back to school, like I said, there's less and less time for them to be hanging out with their friends and what have you. So they're trying to get some extra time and what to hang out. But if they're out after 12:30, there's not much we can do as police officers. We see a juvenile, we've got to stop.
Our special guest today has been Mark Rainey, the Community-Oriented Policing and Problem-Solving Manager for the Parsons Police Department. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.